Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah. You heard it live on Idol Tonight, and now you get to hear the actual single. And you know what? I want to give a shout out to fan JulianH89, who gave us a tip last night to please play this on our show. And of course, we did. And Nick Frattiani, he liked it as well. So, of course, this is from Nick Frattiani, Get You Home. And boy, did he. What is up, everybody? This is JC, and this is the American Idol recap here on AfterBuzz TV. And I gotta talk to the girls here. I got a bone to pick with you guys. Because we are missing Jason Eichler.
Yes, we are.
And you both look gorgeous.
Stop.
Please.
Girls, don't leave me hanging.
Oh. You gotta be watching this live, y'all, because they look amazing. And one of you two was at the show tonight, so we're gonna pick your brain in here in a minute. But first off, of course, this is episode 18, Top 6 Perform. It's a double elimination, and let's introduce the lovely ladies I talk about. Starting with the lovely lady on my left, I'm so nervous.
Hey, everybody. Violet Kanyon here. You could follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyon.
I'm Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me at Stephanie Georgie.
And, of course, a quick shout-out running the ones and twos, the lovely Miss Marissa Serafini. What's up, Mars?
Hello, everyone.
All right. Now, you guys have fangirled out. Do we want to talk about Nick first?
Yes.
Okay, please.
I mean, don't we always want to talk about Nick?
Yes.
What kind of silly question is that?
What'd you guys think of the song?
Oh, my God. Something that I personally did not expect him to come out with something like that. I totally thought he was going to go the country route.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
No.
I thought his voice was perfect for country. He was kind of sort of doing that on the show. But I did not expect this. And JC, you said it perfectly. It's so Justin Timberlake. And Justin's not doing anything right now. So he's like the perfect person to come in and like swoop in that audience. And he looked so good. Holy crap.
And better in person.
Really? Rub it in. Okay, fine. Okay.
No, but do tell.
Do we like what's going on with him and Big Machine? I mean, I was shocked. When I heard it this morning, I was like, I would have never thought, if I would have just walked down the street and play the song, people would be like, is this Justin Timberlake? Mm-hmm, is this some new R&B? It's Nick Frattiani. Nick was... I'm still speechless.
I wanted this for him. I thought it was perfect. I think that when he was on this show, my wonder or like, you know, my dilemma with him was like, would he be able to even produce something like this? Because this is what I thought he should do. But I couldn't tell if his vocals were there. But, you know, everything works better in the studio and when you're not like live and moving around. And so I loved it. I'm really happy for him.
Now, you guys did get a chance to speak with him, right?
So... We did. I personally didn't. Jason did. I mean, I was standing there. But it's so funny because he was a little bit different. Like, more grown. Definitely knew what he was talking about. Didn't skip a beat in his interview.
Yeah.
And just very sweet. Like, he's been seasoned, if you will.
Nice, nice. And you'll catch those hopefully in the next day or two on AfterBuzzTV.com or actually YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Get it right. These girls got me so nervous. I'm telling you.
Stop it.
So hot.
Jason.
I'm telling you. Okay, let's talk about tonight. Overall thoughts and just like, what did we think? We start with what? Duets? And then
that was
so,
I wasn't awful. Expecting that. That was a little weird. And I guess we're so used to the solo performances going on for so many weeks in regular seasons that I didn't expect duets to come so fast. Because they're usually
way deep
in the season. Exactly. I don't like this. And I think it's so unfair to the contestants that they get a chopped season. They don't get to fully embrace the idol experience.
So you think it's taking away from the show?
Yeah, I definitely think it's taking away. They're like going through it so fast. It's like, wait. We haven't even gotten a chance for like freaking the people got kicked off today.
Are you okay with this stuff? I mean, does it seem rushed or does it seem just right?
It felt rushed there.
Really?
Mind you, we didn't get a seat in the studio. We were in the press area watching. But even there, like, even where they put us, everything else, like, it was just so funny behind the scenes. No offense to all of them, but it felt like they were definitely wrapping up.
Really?
Yeah, let's just get done with the season.
They're like, you gonna eat that? What?
Yeah, exactly. No, it was just really, it was funny. And I don't know. I agree with you, and then I am very upset because y'all know my girl, spoiler.
I know. Let's talk about, okay, sure. Thoughts. I know she's repping the 619. That's your girl. And we will.
The 858.
Is it? What is it?
Well, she reps the 858, which is still a San Diego area code, but the OG area code in San Diego 619.
Okay, so differences aside, you're still okay with her, though.
She's still my favorite. I love who she is and how she is. And we were talking in the tent, and like where we were watching the show. It was funny to hear other people's opinions on her, like, not us, because, you know, we're about it. And some people were like, yeah, but she's just too, what were they saying? Like, she's just too casual, like, not very entertaining on stage. My whole thing was, in comparison to Sonica, who did stay, even though she sounded lovely, Sonica, I hope that she can open up a little bit more. I don't know. Like, I just feel like she's not experienced even in the world. She seems like a very awkward person to me. And that's
sheltered
okay.
Sheltered in a bubble.
Very sheltered in, like, a weird way, but sheltered in a kind of a pretentious way, too. Mm-hmm. But again, I don't know her. That's just me making a comment. Okay. But...
Sorry,
is that rude? That's not rude.
No, but then I could... Case in point, then what happened 2 weeks ago when she did Evanescence and totally blew the roof off?
I just got goosies again, just thinking about that performance, because that was so good. And I thought, finally, like, she's doing what she should have always done, and then she kind of went backwards again.
Right. And I think that with the Evanescence performance, what helped her was the size of that dress and the stage.
Okay.
It was easy to do more in something like that. But then when she's stripped down, for example, in the dress that she was wearing today, she's just stuck there again. Mm-hmm. And as much as everyone thinks that Avalon is just too laid back, like she needs to give more of a performance, like, you know, that's not going to be entertaining for a show. But we all forget that how Justin Bieber, Chris Brown, that doesn't mean that they can't teach her how to dance and stuff like that. I 100% can see her collaborate with numerous R&B artists now. And that, and they like, they're going to like her swag. And she just needs a little bit more. For not knowing anything and what she does, I think it was enough. It was great. And right. It just sucks. And it's
well,
not
let's dig into the show because we have a lot, lot of songs to talk about. Let's talk about our first duet.
May I interrupt you?
You may.
I'm
hungry.
Would you mind if... Okay, great. Because I'd love to give a moment for our sponsors.
The guys who pay the bills, of course, but...
Right. So, looking for a cool and creative gift to get someone you like? Imagine how happy they'd be when they got home from an exhausting day at work and all the ingredients to a delicious, healthy dinner was right there waiting for them. Come on. You know that everyone's lives are crazy busy these days, and people with kids never have time to shop after work. So, help them out by getting them a subscription to Blue Apron. How about someone who just had a baby, can't even get out of the house, or maybe newlyweds who want to pop open a bottle of wine and cook a romantic meal together? Blue Apron is a gift they're guaranteed to love because Blue Apron provides the ingredients and instructions how to make amazing meals for less than $10 per meal.
Wow.
Crazy. And get this, each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. Plus, Blue Apron has meals for all dietary needs. You can make dishes like chicken cacciatore or kimchi and barley miso ramen right in your own kitchen. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before like watermelon radishes, farro, purple potatoes. And the recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Do it today, everybody. Well said. Woo. Well said. So
ooh, I've been having to read Blue Apron a whole lot these last couple of
days. And it is good. I'm telling you. I know firsthand knowledge. So let's get into the duet. And first off, talk about going big. We start with LaPortia and Trent. I mean,
hello. I hated the duets tonight.
All of them?
There's only one that I liked.
Was this the one?
I think I know which one you like.
See you again?
It wasn't that one.
No, you were okay. Okay.
It was Sonic and Avalon.
Okay, well, yeah, let's get there.
I was like, yeah.
Why didn't you like See You Again?
It was just like weird because as much as those two particular contestants have incredible voices, sorry, I just want to be closer to Violet.
We really like each other.
As much as they have incredible voices, there was something about the way that they were singing that just didn't really go together.
Okay.
You know, it's as if I heard them individually the entire time. Plus, the song was horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you agree?
I thought it was the perfect song for Trent. I thought it was so good for his voice.
Because of his Charlie Puth comparison.
Yeah, it was in his lane, like they say. I didn't like LaPortia singing the song. I thought she sounded nasally.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, she just didn't sound like herself.
I wonder if she was sick.
I don't know if she was trying to be in a different key, in a different place, but I didn't like this for LaPortia. I thought actually together they did, I liked their harmonies together. Trent definitely shined in this song.
You know, especially, it took me a while. First off, about the judges, I love Harry, Keith, and J-Lo. It was hard for me to focus the first 15 minutes of the show, as Violet can attest. And
why? Because of her beautiful breast?
It was her critique. She said, what a pair. I agree. You know what? Vocally, they were amazing. I only had a small problem. I think I liked it more than the two of you, actually. My only problem was that when they got into the second verse, they turned away. And it was almost like it was a complete disconnect from their relationship in the song.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And that may be the part that I was describing as hearing their voices individually rather than together.
Right. And I'm trying to see if the fans agree. I mean, people are agreeing with you guys right now. They a lot of people actually, Zach Bradford, please tweet us your comments. I mean, YouTube our comments. I'll get it right. They're so gorgeous today.
Jinxie.
I'm telling you. No, but yeah.
I mean, keep it coming, bud.
He's got J-Lo on his mind. That's what he has.
I've got my own J-Lo here in this studio.
Can I say that she walked by me and I was like, I can't believe the first thing I did was grab my phone and said, J-Lo walked by me. I'm dead.
Like, oh my God. My heart just started like.
You know, next time.
Pero qué belleza de mujer.
What she said.
Exactly.
Next time you should just say hi.
That's what you see, and I texted someone. He's like, "What did you say?" I'm like, "Nothing." He's like, "Why?" Oh my God!
Because it's J-Lo.
She was gonna start the show
next week. You'll plan it and say.
Can I say that I purposely tried to look like her today, just so that maybe
getting the vibe. I am so getting the vibe.
I was just hoping that someone from like the PR team would be like, "Oh, look, it's a little mini one," and then they would just spread the word. There's a little mini you out there, and then maybe she'd want to come out and be like, "Oh, who's the mini me?" And I'd be like, "I am your new apprentice. Let me do whatever you want.
Teach me,
yes."
Oh my God.
It's funny, I have the same dreams all the time.
Okay, dreams aside, actually our fans are, some people are actually in disagreement with us. Hydro Knight said, this week it was LaPortia over Trent, in my opinion.
Whoa. I wouldn't say one was, that's because you said you liked Trent a little bit more. I don't think I cared for either of them in it. But you know what just trips me out is that you caught the nasally thing.
Yeah.
It was weird the way she started. I think this is the only performance that I've seen of LaPortia that I did not like.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Huh. I didn't have trouble with it. What is that? Technical difficulties.
That was cute. Whose voice is that?
That is the lovely Mars.
Oh.
Marissa Serafini. Okay, let's move on to our next song. And this is, I called this one the Swag Princesses. Avalon and Sonica.
Well, Swag Princess.
Princess.
I don't know about princesses.
Yeah, she's like,
okay.
It was like Jasmine in the Swag
Princess. Yeah, it was Jasmine, exactly.
Well, no, because Avalon
she's
brought the swag, and Sonica was...
Oh, I get it. Swag, okay, got it.
The swag, okay.
And the swag
so
and the princess.
Queen Swag, and then the princess.
Hey! Thank
I
you,
we
Mars.
We all have the same reaction.
Thanks for the bailout there.
I really like... I know you said earlier you love this song. I love this for them together. It was
really?
It was way better than Trent and LaPortia. Mm-hmm. I thought they should have started the show. It was so perfect for both of them. And I thought they brought out each other's like good qualities.
Sure.
Like Avalon brought out Sonica's swag a little bit. Mm-hmm. And okay. Sonica brought out Avalon's voice. Like, she sounded so good.
I agree 100% with you. Because, yeah... Because, first of all, I don't even know what the hell that song was. But it was great.
What was it again?
It was Rise Up.
Rise. Oh, that song is so good.
I don't know it, but I didn't even care because they did so well. The first time I ever see Sonica move a little bit, but I think it's because she had someone to influence her. And then Avalon was hearing these incredible vocals and being like, wait, girl.
I got you. I got you.
I'm the lonely man in the island tonight. I'm with J-Lo here. Maybe it was her dress today.
It was.
She said it was an inspirational song, but she wanted more.
Mm. I do agree with, sorry to cut you off, but I do agree with that. It is such an inspirational song that they didn't bring out that feeling. It was a good performance, but song-wise, it wasn't like
they
that.
They could have connected more.
Right? Yeah, it wasn't like, you know.
See, and I feel like bad that. Because I should make the announcement because I believe we will have Avalon here tomorrow at 2 p.m. Woo! Pacific. So come back here. Send us your questions. Go to YouTube. Go to the chat roll. Send us what you think, and we'll try to get a question or two in for you. But I also had trouble with their harmonies tonight.
Huh. Okay.
I just heard
some of that, too. No, I heard some of that also. I mean, regardless, it was still my favorite duet, mm-hmm. and I still think that they brought the best out of each other. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you in that.
Okay, see, all right. So I'm going to let Violet take this because she got her PhD in BSB. And when they announced the song that Mackenzie and Dalton were singing, we both stood up and we put our hands on our chest like it was like the national anthem.
It is my national anthem.
Take it away.
I am a diehard BSB fan.
You loved it, right?
And I'm not ashamed of that.
You loved it, right?
I'm not either. I was calling out the souls. I was like, this is
Heck
Kevin.
Yeah.
How we do this is the best part.
I knew I liked
you
this girl.
Are. My fire, the one desire.
Violet, save us, please. Okay, what were your thoughts?
Oh my God, I was.
And I know. Sorry, okay.
Okay, let me start off by saying the judges were 1,000% right. This song makes absolutely no sense. The Backstreet Boys have been singing this song since 1999, and they said it every single concert you go to, every interview they do. If this song comes up, they say, we know the song makes absolutely no sense. So they actually went back and changed the lyrics and started performing a song that does make sense. So I think it's not their fault. It's not Dalton and Mackenzie's fault that the song doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I think the producers gave them this song.
They have their song list that... Oh...
But it's so good.
It is so beautiful.
And this moment in Backstreet Boy history brought to you by Blue Apron, Violet Kanye, and Marissa Serafini, and the rest of AfterBuzz TV.
Our two worlds apart.
I hope you're watching us live.
This is not Nicholas.
Yep.
If you're listening to us on iTunes, I want to be the first person to say I'm sorry. All right.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heart.
I really miss Jason Eichler today.
They could have studied. I loved when he's like, do you guys know what it means? And they're like, Like, it was so funny because, like, like, learn how to connect a song or at least watch the damn video because had they watched the video, I promise you they would have been able to deliver it a little better.
Yes.
In order to perform this song well, you have to hear it about 15 times.
And or I say 30.
This, or 30. And I say this because we've heard it so many times in our lives that, like, I could give the most incredible performance of this song.
Really?
Yes.
I'd like to see that next week. Sounds like a tease.
I love you, Marissa. She's so nice.
Now, I'm not going to speak for myself. I want to shout out the chat roll. And they're saying, let's see. Zach Bradford says, feel more sorry for Mackenzie because his emotion shows in his songs.
Yeah. Okay, I'm like so caught up in this song, Backstreet Boys. I'm like having a moment.
We have a show
here.
To conduct. Yes.
Side note, I met Nick Carter 2 weeks ago, literally died. Okay,
who?
Brian.
Really?
Oh my God, everything. I'm like, we'll talk about this later.
Focus!
Okay. Both of them are known for just changing up songs and like doing amazing things to them. Like they proved tonight in their solo performances. So they could have done so much this song, but they stuck to the exact melody that millions and millions of people know and love. And they didn't do any, like, they didn't bring anything. It was like karaoke.
They should have made it more karaoke, I think. And they should have performed it as a boy band instead of trying to be his style stayed in his style and his style stayed in his style. Like, no, guys, do it together. Like, just have a One Direction moment.
Mm-hmm. Or Backstreet moment.
But I'm just saying.
You're saying if you're going to sell it big.
Yeah.
Go big.
And
either way, make a choice.
If you're going to do a boy band song and it's two boys,
delivering. And two cute boys.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Come on.
The country already loves you both. Oh, God. Jason embarrassed me tonight with Mackenzie.
Is this something we can talk about? Or are we going to wait for news and gossip? Is this a new relationship? What's going on?
He just asked him. He's like, also, one last thing. Would you date a Latina? And then I was like, bro, why do you do this to me every season?
What did he say?
He's like, oh. Yeah, sure.
And yay! Then, Steph and Mackenzie are gonna go on a date.
No, yeah. He has a crush on Tori Kelly, but he didn't want to tell anyone. Oops.
After Buzz exclusive. Dun, sorry, dun, Mackenzie. Dun. But I hope he. Hopefully, I don't know when we run into him.
Yeah, but I guess guess who his guest was tonight? Danny Hoyt.
Oh, nice.
I guess they're like best friends or something.
Oh wow, small world. After Buzzer.
One of our After Buzzers.
Oh,
Danny Hoyt. Yes.
Yay.
AfterBuzz exclusive for Violet. All right, so
the
rails are falling off here, everybody.
I'm still on the Backstreet Boys, so I'm going to say Backstreet Boys as much as I can.
Let's yes. Okay. Then.
I want it that way, Emma.
Your fire.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, now, do you think
greatest
this duet
of my life.
Hurt either of Mackenzie or Dalton? I've been saying Dalton. I love Dalton. I love his artistry. Mm-hmm. And I thought, but just the last few weeks, I don't know if last week he said he may have had a cold, but I'm worried about him.
He did have a cold.
I'm not worried anymore after tonight's performance.
After the second half, we'll get there.
I think he saved himself a couple
weeks.
I
wish that he was mentioning today how he wishes he could sing like a Green Day or Red Hot Chili Pepper song, but those aren't cleared.
Aww.
So he can't do it. Ugh. And prior to him saying that, I was telling Jason, I was like, damn, he could totally sing a, remember Simple Plan?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He reminds me so much of Pierre, was that his name?
I think so, yeah. So he could definitely sing songs like that, but they're not letting
but
him.
Thing
but
is,
that's his only, that's like his wheelhouse, though.
The thing is, when he's done a couple like punk rocky songs on the show, and it's fallen so flat. I think those were the 2 weeks that he's kind of been struggling. So if he takes those songs and switches it up and does something really cool with it, like he did tonight, I think that will be like.
He should sing Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
That was Jason's idea.
It's a great idea when a guy sings a girl song.
Yeah.
So do you think these duets, are we really just wasting our breath right now talking about them so much? Because we're judging them more on solos?
Yeah.
I know we're going to talk. I'm just bringing it up as a question.
It's good to know. It's good to watch these and see how they will harmonize with people, if they'll connect with people they're thrown. I mean, in the industry, they do it all the time.
Sure.
So I think that's the point of these things, but...
But when you're doing two amateurs together, it's like,
and then this season is so rushed. Like, you don't do this until you get to the top six, which is weeks and weeks and weeks, and they're much more experienced. Ugh.
So you're saying the being rushed is what's killing the season. So is it to a detriment for our next competitors, the two 15-year-olds?
Oh, Lord.
Tristan and Lijon.
I mean, yay.
Did
we like the song? What's going on?
You know what? I'm not a fan of Tristan. And I think that...
Musically, sure.
Yeah, and I think it's like she's very naive down to the way she like walks onto stage. You know, like it's just I can never connect with her. I hear what everyone else hears, and it's that same note that she does well that maybe reminds people of like Carrie Underwood. I think a lot of it has to do with her appearance that people really like. She's just a pretty girl, and you know, I don't know, it just wasn't that good. And even though Lee Jean didn't do the best, I liked his performance better. And the judges felt otherwise.
Is it because you connect to him more?
Well, because he like gets music and he gets words, and like Tristan is just karaoke to me all day, every day. Even though she said she's had these connections, but even when Harry asked her the question, that was a bullshit answer. Excuse me.
It was.
Like,
I
she
totally
just,
agree.
She BS'd him.
Yep.
And even though she's been singing it since she was 11, I was like, damn, but you really never thought about what that meant. Mm-hmm. Because I know that if she connected, she's 15, that is 4 years ago, and if you listen to the song that much, and if you're like a musical person and you get connected that way, you're gonna have your own made up reason of it. You don't have to be right. Because all songs, you know, are of your own perception. And Harry's like, I knew you would have an answer for it, but he kind of saved her because he was like, oh, wow, you don't.
But that was tough, though. You know what? To defend her for a moment, he kind of like sneakily came in on that. Like, what does the song
He's
mean?
He's done it before.
But he also thought that she was going to give an answer. Mm-hmm. She didn't. And it kind of sounded like one. But
it's like when the teacher calls on you and you don't have an answer and you bullshit your way out of it.
Absolutely.
And they're just like,
I'm
okay,
the queen
whatever,
of doing
moving
that.
On.
Hey, you can't bullshit a bullshitter.
Okay. All
sorry,
right.
I keep dropping the SH bomb.
No. But let's move on to yes, Violet.
I didn't say my piece.
Say your piece.
I surprisingly like Tristan singing the song. When they said she's going to sing the song, or her and Lee are going to sing the song, I thought, oh, God, here we go. Not for Lee, but for her, because I can't. Her voice just doesn't connect with me at all. But I thought this song, the tone of the song, was really good for her.
It was.
She didn't do it justice. I feel like with Tristan, she has a beautiful tone and a beautiful voice, but she doesn't know how to sing. And she's never been trained, and it's very, very obvious.
Which is crazy, because she's been singing for so long.
If she had, 6 months to a year of training, she would be so much better, and we'd actually like her, I think. But I also think, the way she portrays herself also adds to the fact that we don't connect with her.
Mm-hmm.
But Lee, I thought, he's so good. He got lost in the song, but I really like him.
All right, and so we'll find out. I mean, this is duets. I thought it was I agree with you guys. It was a tough round, and I was waiting for the solos.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we start off with La Portia Renee.
Oof,
Come Together, the Beatles. What did we think? Oh, did you drop your pen or something on that one when La Portia sang "Come Together"? You were like, no notes.
No. Oh yeah, because yeah. Oh my God, good memory. Because what do you write? Like what critique or comment do you write after somebody does that on stage and leaves that on stage? Her every move is flipping fantastic.
I have to just do the movement.
She's
because
it's
you're
just
saying
like it's insane. Like she is so her stage presence is everything. Every single one of those idols wannabes needs to watch her, study her, and do everything in your power to be her, because she's like ridiculous. I can't even.
Yeah,
her voice, her presence, the way she walks, the way she moves.
I'm going with you, girl. I'm like, supporting it.
I can't.
Touché. Right. I agree. And it's funny because we were in the press room and I swear I was falling asleep today. I was so tired. And then finally, Come Together. And I was like, woo, girl. Like I yelled in the press room because I was like, finally. But that's what I love about the way she walks and the way she makes her. I know she's looking at me when she sings.
Oh, her eyes like are everything.
It's everything. And you know, Harry, we all know that Harry Connick Jr. likes some BBW because he was.
BBW?
We'll tell you later.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, because he was looking at her and he's a Louisiana boy. He turned around, he was looking at her like he wanted to eat her up. And I was like, I feel you, boy. I would too. And even the way she came around, like she paid no acknowledgement to the judges until she caught Harry's eye, because she was like, Harry, I see you looking at me right now. So she gave him that little bit of that extra, but only because like he was asking for it, you know?
And it wasn't cheesy.
It was so professional. She seemed like she was not in a rushed season of American Idol.
And she looked like she was like the celebrity who came back to perform.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she just, and that was such a good song. And you know, the Beatles are everything. And that was.
You're a Beatles fanatic, so I know.
I love the
they
Beatles.
They did a lot of Beatles tonight.
They did. And yeah, not all of them did justice for this.
No, but let's talk about that. Did you notice it wasn't like a theme week?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But why were there so many Beatles songs? Maybe they're
because they gave him the damn catalog to sing, and that's all that was there.
It was like half Beatles.
But instead of naming it Beatles Week or '60s Week, you know, they just
because I think a lot of people complain like throughout the last few seasons that these themes are killing them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, probably.
I think they just kind of split
like,
it in the middle.
Here's like 10 pages of Beatles and 1 page of other.
Now I'm speaking for the people today. I think I'm going to be the voice of the people today. And the chat roll overall kind of disagree.
With LaPortia's performance.
Yeah.
I don't care. I can give
y'all cray. Y'all are
cray. Okay. About that. Because that performance was impeccable.
That was
more so in comparison to everyone else's performance.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's read some of them. Let's see what they were saying. Some of them just Laporte. Okay, and the people are defending her now. They are fighting. Basically, people are saying Laporte. Okay, Julian said LaPortia's voice is so overrated.
No.
Oh my God! Like
it's taste.
Right, but if her voice were to be overrated, what's not is her performance, and she's the full package. That's the thing, though. Like, like that.
She's everything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see that some person may not have, you know, that taste for her voice. They're not partial to it, but you can't deny that that wasn't a great performance, you know?
I find it but this is interesting. It's a great discussion. It's a heated debate because there's other people agreeing, JMC as well, and then there's other people defending that she's safe for now. Yeah, I mean, that's different strokes for different folks.
Maybe she's straining her voice a little bit or whatever. Yeah, right, dude. That was such a good
don't even.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're trying to now nitpick to like, oh, what are they talking about? Maybe we didn't hear. No, she was amazing. Like, how can you watch the other performers who are like, at best, a 7, a 6, maybe a 7.5. And then you watch LaPorsha's entire, the minute she walked on stage to the minute she walked off, a complete and utter 10. Like, how do you I can't.
I would love to spend more time on this, but we still got 7 more competitors to talk about. So let us move on to...
Oh, that was the first one.
Right?
To someone who, to me, I hate to tip my cap early... He was my favorite performance tonight, Mackenzie Bourne. I liked it.
Oh, you know what I wrote?
I liked it.
He sang "You Are So Beautiful." So, yeah. I put "You Are So Predictable."
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Oh, snap!
You are on it, Marissa.
Okay, so where do you fall on this, Steph? Did you like it or yes or no? Let it rip. We're all talking about friends. We're super fans.
He did great. The only thing I didn't like, and I was a little confused about, was in the very beginning, was that long pause.
I know. I was like, to you.
To you.
Get it out.
And then I made one joke to Jason. I was like, I still think Alfalfa sang it better.
You are terrible.
I'm kidding. No, he does have so cute. Who cares?
He sounds similar to an artist. I don't know if many people know. His name is Jamie Cullum. He's like this like jazz kind of R&B hip. Like, he's got this like, he's a swaggy, jazzy kind of artist. Very similar in the vocals for me. I liked it. And to follow up LaPorsha, because you see how heated we are.
I liked it too.
About LaPorsha. And to follow that and hold your own, that...
See, the thing is, for me, he does the same thing every single week. There's never going to be a time that Mackenzie comes on stage and wows me. He has a great voice. He really, really does. I'm not taking away from that. But he's just so predictable in his music, and he's just so blah. Like, we've seen it over and over. We've seen it on every season of Idol. We have seen Mackenzie.
Hey, Violet, so Mackenzie's fans can like tweet you. Where can they follow
you? Yeah, you can totally tweet me at Violet Kanyon.
Send the hate mail there. All right.
No, I liked it. I think he did great. He's a cute kid, and I'm not going to lie.
He has a great smile.
On his audition, I knew he was going to be top 10.
I think he's good. I think he's in my smart category. I think like Sonica and LaPorsha have the big voices, and I think the other people like Trent, Mackenzie, Dalton, they have to be smart on their choices. I said that last week, and I stand by that. So
yeah,
I
don't think Trent had a good song choice.
Well, we'll get to him in one second. Just let us know what you think. Actually, let's get into him now. Trent, stand by me.
The reason why I brought it up because he was next.
Very nice. What'd you think?
I didn't like how he started the song, and...
Do you like the socks, at least? I love the socks.
Yeah, his outfit reminded me of all the men that come into the restaurant that I work at.
Really?
Yeah.
His outfit reminded me of something my dad would wear.
Exactly. I said that to Jason.
Really?
I was like, he has a dad outfit.
Totally. And you know what's so funny? J-Lo commented on it, and she was like, your outfit today is... cool, like she didn't want to be mean about it because he's standing right in front of her.
Outfit.
It was really bad. He needs to don't bring back the hats.
Cool outfit,
please don't bring back
like,
the hats
for Father's Day.
Yeah, totally. Hanging out with your dad.
It was cool, the song, but it's also Stand By Me. Like, I think that's a song that you don't have to change the arrangement to make it a good performance, especially if you have, you know, pipes the way that Trent has. Like, he could have done it the way BB Keen does it and it would have been fine. But he didn't, and I don't know. I was like, eh. It's weird because Trent, if you really listen to him, he has like a gnarly, gnarly voice.
Right.
But there's something about him or his voice that I think is off-putting to some people.
Tonight, I thought he was bringing the facial expressions back a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not as much as before, thank goodness. But his stances were really weird. And I don't know. I can't watch him. I love hearing his voice. I think he has a flawless voice. Tonight's performance was just that. But I can't watch him.
Okay. Vocally strong. But he did tweak the song so much. Remember, you're supposed to make the song your own, but do not distort it in mm-hmm. such a way where you lose the source material.
Yes.
And I thought he went a little too far with it. And I've been a big fan of his from day one. Mm-hmm. And I hope America, like J-Lo said it herself, she hopes that America recognizes his talent. Mm-hmm. And those mannerisms, that those affectations, they can be coached, they can be reined in. Because he doesn't, like I've said it since day one, give us some, don't give us everything, mm-hmm. every performance. It'll leave us wanting more. Because right. he has all the tools. Just rein. LaPorsha's excellent at that mm-hmm. because she has all the tools, but she picks and chooses her right. spots.
And even tonight, you're like waiting for the big note. You were like, come on, come on, come on. Like, and then she did it, and you're like, yay.
Yes.
She said to herself today during the interview, one of her things was that she knows she gives her best all the time, so it's getting hard to figure out how and when to do it now mm. and like with mm. what song choice and stuff like that.
And let's see, like I said, I'm speaking for the people. Let's see, the next one I saw was Lynn Daniel. Oh, look, you people have problems.
Wait, to us?
Well, I'm not going to be mad at that because you might be right a little bit.
Hey, that's what I love what? This. I love this because she's a big Trent fan. So with that,
no. We literally group text each other when it was like when the days that we watched the second show.
We're like, we love these guys. I'll speak personally, tear some of these people apart. I really, really.
Tristan needs to go home. I was trying to make you feel better. You like Tristan?
Let's move on to our next contestant. Segue and moving into Martina McBride's "A Broken Wing," and it was
sung tonight by Tristan.
I'll just say Martina McBride is my girl.
I know, yeah, I know that. And right when Keith Urban said that her album was coming out soon, mm-hmm. I was like, oh. Marissa's going to be very happy about that.
Coincidentally, her new Reckless video just premiered today.
Ooh.
So, okay, so then now, let's talk to Marissa about this. Let us talk about
Marissa, search her performance.
Oh, for sure.
No, let's talk, what did we think? What did we think about tonight's performance?
I'm just Why aren't you guys connecting? Man,
why?
Because people are voting her in, I think, because of her, like, her looks.
Her story. Yeah. I'm so like, she, again, her tone, this song was finally,
she's just not ready to me.
She's just not ready.
Okay, so
a couple years and then The Voice, she would maybe win.
Really?
But not this.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I even saw
not this song. Okay, well, yeah, Martina's incredible.
Song is so
good. The performance by the American Idol contestant, and you let us know what you think.
Tristan McIntosh.
Well, I'll say no one will beat Martina.
I think a lot of the fans actually kind of do agree with you guys. They're having really a hard time connecting with Tristan. You know,
how does she get voted in every week?
Martina is good.
Because I said it last week. I said she was by far safe this week. You can go back to the video. Because she was behind the camera. She was really good.
Hey, JC, look at my eyes. Roll them.
Ouch, I bruised like fruit. That hurt. All right. But
I do too.
All right. Okay, since you guys have no love for Tristan.
Yeah, that's
what I do. I still root for her. It's maybe she'll have that moment. Sonica had that moment 2 weeks ago.
That was 2 weeks ago, and she did it right in time.
Okay. All right. So let's
Tristan
move on.
Tristan just, Sonica knew how to sing. She just needs to bring something out of herself. I'm sorry, but Tristan can't sing.
Listen to Tristan. She sounds good right now.
We're going to take a 5-second interlude to listen to Martina McBride.
Her tone is just beautiful. This is Tristan.
Yeah.
Is it Tristan? Oh, see? I couldn't even tell.
Hold on. Let's listen. I'm not going to watch.
Yeah, me neither.
You're crazy for believing. It's
pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I didn't like her at all earlier, but maybe it's something about her that bothers me.
Stop. Hold on. I'm going to cut it. Marissa, cut you there. Marissa, you are a Martina McBride super fan.
Wait, yeah. Let her get to the high notes.
I was going to ask her. She can already assess because we are fans.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's the high notes that she killed.
A few years ago, and I'll never forget this, Simon Cowell, when he was a judge on the show at one point in time, there was that contestant who also sang the song. And I forget, was it Jordan Sparks? It might have been that long ago. Wow. But he said that that she performed better than the original, which was Martina McBride, and from then on I was like, no one can perform A Broken Wing as well as Martina McBride can. And this song as great as Tristan's voice is, it's way lower than it should be.
Mm. All right,
or
there's
the tone of the song is way lower.
All right, that's from a super fan. So if she,
it's a full octave lower.
Yeah.
All right.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Nicely
she
done.
She threw that octave in there. Holla at your girl.
All right. So with that said, let us move on to
Dalton.
Yes. What do we think, Eleanor Rigby?
Oh my God. Okay. Is this how the song is supposed to be?
The beat, like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
It is like
oh,
that.
It is? Because it sounded like a killer song or something.
Oh, right. No, it's like that.
I thought this was a song on the radio.
Like that. Yeah.
I seriously thought this is like a right now song on the radio.
Father McKenzie.
It's such a good song.
It is a great
song. Oh, my
song.
God. It's
this.
Such a good song. I thought this was Dalton's moment. I don't know why the judges didn't make a bigger deal out of it. I thought it was so flipping good. Oh my God. The whole time I was like drawn in. It was
both
so
of our faces,
good.
You couldn't even stop it. I just didn't
Are
think
you
she
serious?
Was going to say that.
Oh, it's going to get good tonight, everybody. No, this is what I love. Okay.
I don't think so either. That's
I
weird.
Thought it was amazing.
It was good.
His like gestures and I was like, oh my
no,
God, I'm so into this
but
right
again,
now.
This is like the LaPortia thing where like maybe his voice wasn't that great. Like
his voice
think,
wasn't that great.
He does
but
not
the
give
moment
a good
was amazing.
The moment was pretty cool.
The hero note. You're a sucker for the hero note.
No,
is what
not
you're telling
even
me.
That. I didn't even think that last note was a great.
That was
I didn't.
Hero
I
note.
Thought. I thought. I was surprised J-Lo even like said, "Oh, you didn't. You hit it." I didn't really didn't think he hit it, but mm-hmm. the whole thing was flipping amazing. And this is what I want from the others. Maybe it is theatrics. It's more a show. Like, we're mm-hmm. watching a show. We're watching a concert. This is what a Dalton concert would look like. The violins, the smoke, the eyeliner, like, everything. He's so good.
All right. So, and Steph, you slightly
like,
disagree.
Really?
No, I'm speaking for the people. And let's see. I'm going to read the last five comments. Let's see.
Oh,
this is from Joe. I believe it is Jovan Hawksmith. Dalton is a performer. It was incredible.
Yes.
Lynn Daniel, Dalton was not good.
Yeah.
Jonathan Lowe, wow, I can't believe Violet thinks he was that good. Andrew Kirk, oh, last year, Andrew Kirk, you can't have a moment. You can't have a moment with this Beatles song, in my opinion.
Well,
those are the last five.
This Beatles song, if you listen to it, is
this
a
song
damn
is
good song.
Flipping amazing.
All right, so that's what the people say. So heated battle. And I want another little AfterBuzz little chat roll note. They said this is going to be the longest wrap-up ever. That's what they were saying.
Haters.
Let's move on to our final.
Do you have something to say about it?
I mean, I was just wondering.
Cap it.
I was
cap
like,
it.
Damn, are you going to be? Oh, about Dalton?
Yeah.
No, I'm straight. I'm good. Go ahead.
So then, take it with your girl from. Was it 858?
Avalon.
Singing for survival. Could she have been the new Ray Vaughn, but she had some PYT MJ action?
I mean, first of all, girl, get it with that Michael Jackson choice. Mm-hmm. Pretty young thing. I mean,
what'd you think? What'd you guys think tonight?
She was cool. That little spin she did right in front of the judges and then kept walking. Like, I don't know. Like, do you want to do that much to Michael Jackson? At least she brought the vocals there. She's doing her style, and it's like, it may be too little for the American Idol stage, but if she was opening for anybody here in LA, anyone
They'd
would dig
crazy.
It. They would dig it. Mm-hmm. And she's cool. Like, I've seen so many opening performances this year, last year, since I've been in Los Angeles. If I ever saw that girl, not knowing her, not knowing that she was from San Diego, performing here in LA somewhere, I'd be like, damn. That's why they
she
have not stopped saying it. Yeah. Why is she so damn cool?
Yeah.
Like, I bet you she must feel dope as F because she's like, damn, people really think I'm tight. Like, hey, but you know what? Coming from the 619 SD, baby. You're pretty cool. But that's the thing that I was upset that she left. But to be real, like, I'm not even worried about it. She's going to have a Jennifer Hudson, Tori Kelly moment where, you know, they didn't win. Tori Kelly just got nominated for a Grammy. Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar. Avalon will be on Chris Brown's or Justin Bieber's next album.
Wow.
I could totally see
that. Wow, you
should have
saved that for predictions. That's awesome. Now, here's the thing. And someone, I think, encapsulated better than I did in a short and succinct way, and that was that I don't think Avalon is right for Idol.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, maybe that's why she was underwhelming on the Idol stage. But at least she got recognized, and she deserved to be on TV.
But I thought tonight something that was different.
What?
And I don't know if it was the pressure of the last few weeks. That first week, I believe she went first when they went live. And she was early on, and she seemed nervous to me a few weeks ago. And that started this, like, avalanche of just her kind of being in the bottom three.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of just having to be there, the fight. I thought tonight she was missing a little bit of that energy. Because mm-hmm. she's cool, yes, but there's still
she was too much in her head.
There's still, yeah, there's a swag that you got that if you're cool, but if you're missing...
She still had the swag.
Yeah.
No, she did.
What was that swag move that you decided?
Well, I'm in the chair.
No, but
she's busting a Keith right now.
No, well, what I'm saying is...
Oh, Lord.
Okay, anyway. No, it's just... There was just something out of the moment, the pressure after... They're tired. They've been going through this for months now.
Sure.
And there was just a little bit of that twinkle that was missing in her eye, I thought. And I'd love to... That's one of the first things we'll ask her, I hope, tomorrow. That was it just the totality of everything just taking a toll on you? Mm-hmm. You know, that's something I really want to get to the bottom of. So, but I just think, you know, just missing that. That Avalon. So.
I thought she brought it as much as she could for singing for her life. Like, mm-hmm. I thought her bringing the audience into it, I'm surprised judges didn't talk about that because they always talk about connecting. Not so much connecting because they always talk about that with her, but like bringing them in, making them involved, you know, rather than just shaking their hands
and
or something.
And they all see what she does because the crowd's in it. Like, they're like, damn, like what, Jennifer said this for someone else who sang. Oh, she said it about LaPortia. She said that Avalon's one of the people who sings that make you feel cool.
Yeah.
Because when she's singing, you kind of want to move like her. And like, if she's like, hey, like, yeah, you just want to like get in
her
it.
Her little
like,
ad-libs.
I want to start drinking with my homies and like just have a good time because it's that type of voice and the way she, I don't know. I wish
she's
I could
amazing.
Tell you.
I think she's amazing. I think the thing
she's
is.
She's my Clark Beckham.
Ah! I think she connects with the in-studio audience, but like we've talked about this before, the energy you portray in person doesn't connect with the camera.
Sure.
You have to be like way more over the top. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why some people aren't really getting her.
Sure.
They think that she doesn't care, she's too laid back. But like
especially
I don't know if it's like
America.
We're LA or we know SD people. Like,
yeah, and because LA is also a lot that, you know, she's still a Southern California girl,
yeah.
but it's home to us. But she brings that coolness of Southern
it's
California.
Like, it's just everything I want to be. Like, I want to be that cool. I want to walk around like that and,
me
like,
too.
Do the little ad-libs that she does. And I think she's beautiful. I think her voice is way better than she thinks it is.
Yeah.
She is beautiful because she's true to herself. And
yes,
I love that about her. Yeah.
Just the way she dresses, the way she had her hair in the braids, like
and
everything
was. Fishtail.
Yeah, it's so cute. Dope. Like everything is on point with her. I'm really like devastated that she's gone because every week I waited to see what she was going to do.
Yeah.
But with that, saying that, I can see why she was in the bottom because every week was kind of the same type of song.
Right. And
even
I was
this
so
week
surprised.
Was the same type of song. So.
Yeah, I was so surprised. Well, I was surprised, but also gave her props for always singing a man song.
Mm, yeah, right? And she never changed the lyrics.
She never changed or anything, which was cool. I just wish she would have given herself a chance to sing a JoJo song because she reminds me so much of JoJo.
I said this weeks ago, we were driving back after one of the shows, and I said, I wish she would do like a JoJo song. I feel
I
that JoJo-ness to her.
Sang that Marvin's remix. God, she would have killed it. She would have had to like change one thing because it's F-U-C-K's in it, but she just could have been like, it's like F that new girl that mm-hmm. you like so bad, and like it's so
girl, your voice
no,
is good.
It's not, but I'm just saying that was the way JoJo is how she is, and it just would have been nice because she probably could have brought in even more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot, and we have questions for tomorrow, so we look forward to chatting.
I'm gonna
with
call
her.
In. I can't be here, so I'm totally gonna call in. Y'all
awesome.
Better answer my call.
You better get service up in the hills.
I'm gonna use the office.
All right, we'll discuss that later, but we still got to talk about Lee Jean and Let It Be by the Beatles and in the story.
Another
and,
Beatles song.
And Viola and I were talking about that. I got emotional watching.
I almost started crying.
I don't know. I did. Maybe the package. I don't know if you saw. I really connected to him, and I knew he didn't have the strongest voice. But for some reason tonight, I feel him. I know that there were stronger singers in the pack, but something about him resonated to
me. With me this week, for him, I felt that he was the only one from the three that was singing for his life.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to leave everything out here. And he kept talking after the performance, which was adorable. But he even said, like, I didn't care if I was sharp. I didn't care if it was, like, pitchy or whatever. it was all the emotion, and that's exactly what he delivered. And I'm actually surprised the judges gave him such a hard time about it, because they said in the past, like, if you connect, it's okay if you're pitchy. It's okay, like, because he's never like that. Mm-hmm. So I think they should have given him way more credit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
sweet boy.
You know, and
he just needs more practice too, and more coaching. Yeah.
This is the problem. Okay. I have a problem, and Violet and I talked about this, and it happened last week too. Does America really get to pick their American Idol? Mm. Because right now,
right, like
there's the bottom three, but they really get to pick who they save. So let's say if they pick Sonica, let's say she had the lowest votes. They're taking the vote away from us in a sense. Hopefully it'll change next week.
They throw Avalon in there as a surprise later.
No, but I mean, it happened last week too when they got rid of Olivia Rocks and Gianna. I mean,
they needed to go home.
I like them too.
But I just say it's taking the power away from the people.
Sure,
and that's not what American Idol's about. So yeah.
Again, it's a rush season.
It's a Pharrell.
Hey,
it's a
wrong show.
It's a farewell season, and like, unfortunately, they really are showing it, and it's kind of hurting the show a little bit. But whatever,
it's sad that they're not like doing a full like not just the full length, but just full everything. It's just
They should have just done it last season.
Yeah,
still have to talk about Sonica. What do we think? I have nothing, Whitney.
Thank God, she for me. As much as they made her go through, it was Whitney. It wasn't as good.
I thought it was amazing.
I thought it was good. No, I was good, but it wasn't. It was underwhelming. I thought she was gonna be like,
that's true.
But she didn't. She kept it safe.
Yeah. We were looking at each other, and we were waiting for them, and then we'd kind of be like, oh, yeah, she didn't do it.
She never
and then
went waiting, to the waiting, highest
and then
one.
And then even the nothing, no, that's supposed to be like, boom.
She was like, nothing.
And she was like, nothing.
Nothing.
Like,
nothing.
Princess. But I still think that she is growing in the competition. She's not the same girl she was like 3-4 weeks ago. She has more texture in her voice, which I really like. But there are some parts that... me not being a singer, I would have totally done differently. Like, right. It's just something you want to hear as a listener, and yes, she's not giving it to you. But her voice is just really, really pretty. But I'm slowly losing the princessness of it.
You know what? Maybe I think that's what it is that I don't like about her. I think she's focused on, like, what she looks like or how she's doing it. Like, it just blows my mind that, like, I want to shake her and be like, oh, my God, what is wrong with you?
And we know she can do it because she did it in Evanescence.
She had the... So. Right. And maybe because it was the style of song that allowed her to do it.
So do more of that
but
style.
But otherwise, she's like, oh, I don't want to look bad, so yeah, I'm going
to sing
this way.
She's like scared to look ugly or scared to like make her face look a little strange. She's just like, I'm going to be really pretty and stand here in my really pretty dress and sing really pretty.
Our super fan Maya Patton even agrees with the guest. She needs to stop doing ballad.
Yes.
Because, you know, just get a little rough. Mm-hmm. And nice. Keith even said it too. So... we'll see. Her voice is fantastic, she's getting a second chance.
She's giving me angry lines on my
phone.
And that wraps it up for all, because we went long. I was going to go news and gossip.
Nothing.
Should we just move to predictions?
Yeah.
Predictions, Mars, get us the music.
I have no idea.
Who was your favorite tonight? You know, I always start with that. Who was your favorite tonight?
For me, it was a tie between LaPortia and Dalton. I really, really like both of their
performances. For me, LaPortia and Avalon. Mm. I did really like Mackenzie's, though, too.
Yeah, for me, it was a tie, LaPortia and Mackenzie. They were my favorite tonight.
LaPortia just
killed it. I want to see her perform so, but she's such a diva, like I know. She said tonight.
Yes, she is epitome of diva. We need that.
Here's
Demi
my
Lovato
question.
Or like,
I've got a question here. Who's going to take the title from LaPortia at the rate she's going?
I think the only one that can is Trent.
I think it's Trent. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think America likes him that much, though.
All right. Speaking of, so other
or
half
maybe
of
they do because it's Middle America, but
yep, exactly.
Next week, only one goes home. Who
finally,
who's your bottom two? Let's go bottom two.
I'm
Tristan
hoping,
and Sonica.
I'm hoping. Please, America, send Tristan home.
I thought she was going to say vote for somebody. Oh, please, America, vote for Dalton.
Let's see. You know what? I'm going to go with what the fan said. Jonathan Hawk said Tristan will be safe because she is the only country artist left.
She's not country.
With
she's
that country, said,
she's not country.
She, when she sings, she Mars, get us out of here. Like this.
Once again, an amazing show, and we miss
She'll
you, Jason
never make
Eichler.
It in the country world. Never.
I think she will, but no, later she should just go to Nashville herself and
she's
then try to do it.
Steph, where can they find you in your angst?
Y'all can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie and on Instagram at the Stephanie Georgie.
I'm continuing this conversation on Periscope, but you can find me everywhere else at Violet Kanyon.
And be sure to come back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Pacific, where we'll have Avalon Young on the couch. Yes, find me at JC Rubio
I'm
TV
like
on Instagram
girl.
And Twitter. Like, and for the lovely Marissa, where can they find you?
You can follow Serafini me and watch listening and belting Martina McBride. Serafini TV.
Serafini TV.
Nice. So for Marissa, Jason, come back.
We miss
Steph,
you.
Violet, I'm JC. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.